General Manager Rick Smith joins me now here at South Carolina's Pro Day. This was an impressive workout, but it's really not a surprising one when you saw what Jadeveon Clowney was able to do, was it?
No, he displayed the athleticism that we've seen on tape. The one thing that you did have a chance to see that we hadn't seen, he hadn't done a lot of dropping and a lot of movement in space, and so you would obviously anticipate that he would be able to do some of those things, but it was nice to confirm that out here on the grass.
You had a nice dinner with him, according to Clowney. He said it went really well. What did you think of the dinner, and what sort of stuff did you learn about him that you might not have known before?
Well, we talked with him in Indianapolis and spent some time with him there, but that meeting is more rushed. Of course, it's a 15-minute block that is back-to-back-to-back with other guys, so it was an opportunity for us to really kind of slow the pace down a little bit and really get to know the young man. You know, what he's all about, and it was a good meeting. I mean, he's going to come to Houston at some point later in the month as well. So this process, as you know, is exhaustive, and so we're going to spend as much time with him and as many of the prospects as we can and make sure that we know exactly, you know, who they are and what kind of men they are.
From the people that have spoken with him, the people that have been around him, that includes Bill O'Brien, DJ Swearinger, some of the people we've talked with here, varying degrees of how well they know Clowney, they've all said and mentioned the team-first attitude of him. Have you heard about that? Have you thought about that? Have you seen that from him?
Well, I have. I think it's consistent. I think the reason why you hear that from multiple sources is because I think it's true. And so I think that's just a part of who he is as a man and an individual, and he believes in family and teamwork and those kind of things, and that's an admirable trait.
From the people that might not know, that don't go to these things on a regular basis, you see different coaches, personnel types, and different polos doing these drills, and people might think, well, why are they doing that cross-leg karaoke thing? Why are they doing this? Why are they doing that? Can you explain what the thought process is?
Well, first of all, when you have a workout like this, as you mentioned, there are multiple teams that are here, and so different than a quarterback workout. The quarterback workouts are the ones that are choreographed with whoever the guy that they're working with to prepare them for the draft. These workouts, those were individual position coaches from the different teams that wanted to see various drills, and so if there's not a coach here, for example, in the wide receiver and quarterback drill, you saw John Carr, our scout, running that drill. So it's just a matter of facilitating the workout, and everybody knows the drills that we want to see by position, and so that's really what it's a function of.
And to be clear, Clowney was not the only person working out here. Coach Spurrier's got a stable every year of guys who are going to play at the next level, didn't he?
Yeah, it was a really good workout for a couple of the other guys. I mean, Ellington, I really like the wide receiver that they have here. He's a strong runner, and he's made a lot of big plays in this stadium for this group, and you know, it seems like whenever they needed a big play, he made it. Connor Shaw did a nice job of throwing the ball today. There was a couple other, you know, defensive linemen that had good days as well. So it was a productive day. I'm glad we were here.
Last thing, a focus right now is the draft, but you guys start off-season workouts this Monday. How enthused are you about that and finding out, you know, what the coaching staff learns about these players?
Well, it's an opportunity really for the coaches that haven't been, you know, around these players to get to know them. It's for these players to come in and understand what the new system looks like and you know, what the expectations and how we're going to function and how we're going to conduct our business. And so it's a good time for everybody to get together and a lot of introductions and to continue building on the foundation that I think we have and getting back to playing winning football.
General Manager Rick Smith, thanks so much for the time.